Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Plus Model Radio, the voice of the plus industry. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Wednesday, February 4th, 2009. Thanks for tuning in. I've got an exciting show for you today with special guest Marla Mims. Marla Mims is a senior executive with 25 years of working in some of America's largest and well-known retail apparel companies. Her professional career has expanded 14 years, working her way up from a buyer to the position of vice president. Marla is currently the vice president and general merchandise manager of Ashley Stewart Stores. Fashion-conscious, plus-size urban women shop at Ashley Stewart to find the latest fashions that reflect their inner confidence. With over 200 stores from New York to Los Angeles and the U.S. Virgin Islands, Ashley Stewart is the only store that designs, develops, and targets fashion apparel merchandise for the urban plus-size woman. And I know it's one of your favorite stores because I shop there all the time. Let's welcome Marla to the show. Hi, Marla. Are you there?
Yes. Hi, Shanice. This is Marla. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us. I know you have a very busy schedule, so thanks for being on the show today.
Oh, well, I appreciate you having me.
So your background is in retail, and you've worked with various major retailers in the past. So what attracted you to work for Ashley Stewart?
It's so funny. Ashley Stewart used to have a store on Port Authority on 42nd Street in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And I would travel from, I used to work for a company based in South Carolina. And every time I came up, I would go to that store when I was in the market,
mm-hmm.
and I would look at their fashions, and I always admired what they had. And I would copy a lot of their styles for the chain I was working for at the time.
Right.
So when they called me with this opportunity, I said, oh, my goodness, I would love to be at the forefront of fashion. And
so you are a plus-size woman?
Yes, I am. Now I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am. At Ashley Stewart, it's good to be plus-size.
That's right. So Ashley Stewart is based in and caters to urban communities. So what attributes make Ashley Stewart's fashions more urban?
You know, Shanice, what we found about urban women or women of color is that they have so much more confidence in their bodies, and they're comfortable in their own skin.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes us different is that we never talk about being plus size at Ashley Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
We just talk about fashion and what any woman wants to wear. And we find that if we supply her with the best fashion, no matter what her size, she will wear it and wear it with confidence. And we also provide great prices, great value.
So it's not a different fit or anything like that.
No, I wouldn't say a different fit, but we do have a fuller, generous hip proportion than
mm-hmm.
most.
Okay, extra room for the hips and booty.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes. I would say that.
So one of your new products you've been promoting is the butterfly bra inspired by Jill Scott. So tell us a little bit about this.
Oh, this was an exciting project. Jill actually approached us, and she approached us with the concept of a bra, and a bra for full or voluptuous women, because she is a voluptuous woman.
Mm-hmm.
And when she first contacted us, I didn't know what the product was about. And I was like, a bra? We really need another bra? But when Jill came to the office and the passion and the design. And when she showed us what her thoughts and what her vision was, I was sold right away. I'm not voluptuous in that way. So I didn't really understand or know the challenges of a full breast woman. Mm-hmm. And Jill just, she came in and she actually drew and shaped the bra type that she wanted on somebody's body. Yep, she shaped it out on someone's body, and she said, and I like to call it the butterfly bra because all of the emphasis is on the back. And so she named it. It was her concept,
and
her passion.
And that was her original design?
Original design. And,
wow.
And that's what sold me on it. When someone is that passionate about it, and when you hear the frustrations of women and the challenges for women of a voluptuous shape, when you hear Jill,
mm-hmm.
you want to buy one yourself. So, and that's really her passion and her vision is what sold me. And
now the butterfly bra mm-hmm. isn't sold in all Ashley Stewart stores, right?
No, initially when we first started, we were going to do it online and keep it in a few stores. But right now, out of our 200 stores, we're in 150 stores.
Oh,
and
okay.
We're also selling it on AshleyStewart.com. The response has been phenomenal. And we're actually looking forward to improving and doing new designs with the butterfly design in mind.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So besides Jill Scott,
mm-hmm.
you've had several celebrities in the past. So what do you look for in a celebrity spokesperson?
I think, and based on the experience that I've since I've been at Ashley Stewart, what I really look for is someone that really does have a passion and a vision for what they want, and that they feel that there's a need for a specific product and that they're not in it just for the money.
Mm-hmm.
And because a lot of people want to sell their name, you know, and use their name and capitalize on that. And that's why I think the partnership with Jill was so successful, is because that was never her intention. She felt that there was a need for a product, and she designed it, and with our help, it was developed. And so I guess I would say look for really someone that has a passion for that product and that there's a need for what they want to stand for.
So the celebrity spokesperson isn't necessarily someone with the hit TV show or the number one song out at the moment.
Absolutely not, no. Uh-uh.
Okay. So tell me about the Ashley Stewart Great Woman of Style. So is that just the name you use for a model search, or does it mean much more?
It means much more. The founder of the company, I guess 16 years ago or 18 years ago, he believed everything was great and the women were great, and everything revolved around the word great. So it was the woman of style. She was great. The conference room that we work in is called the Great Room. Our credit card was called the Great Card. Everything about Ashley Stewart, everything about this woman was great. And we celebrate that, and we try to stress that in everything that we do. So it is, it's the Great Woman of Style is, she literally is. She's great. She is confident. She's sexy. She's comfortable in her skin, and she represents the brand well.
So that even applies to the customers.
Absolutely. Are you kidding? Our customers are, yes, they're the greatest women of style. And they are, they're the one, they're the reason that we do what we do. And Shanice, I wish I could invite you to, not wish, I will invite you to an event.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have a great CD of an event we did in California.
Mm-hmm.
Our customers are the best. She is loyal. She loves us, and in return, we give her what she wants, but we really respect her and give her the service that she deserves. And a lot of stores in the neighborhoods that we're in don't treat the customer the same way we do.
Right. Now, speaking of that, what makes Ashley Stewart clothing stand out from other plus-size clothing stores?
What makes it stand out is that we're different. We don't think about plus. Actually, in our new store designs, the word plus isn't mentioned anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the bright colors. Definitely everything. Color is very important in our brand. Quality. Different. It has to be different. She doesn't want to see herself coming and going. So we never ship a lot of one specific style. So that she
and
doesn't.
Sometimes when you could go to different locations, they have different things.
They have different things, and that's what we do. We keep her wanting, and we know from surveys, and we know from talking to our customers that she doesn't want to go to church and see everybody in the same outfit she has on. And I have some customers that don't tell people where she gets her clothes. And it upsets me. I go, you have to. She goes, no, I won't tell them.
You want to keep the secret to yourself.
She wants to keep the secret to herself. So, and I think that's really where we stand out. And that we are different. We very seldom ever look like another retailer around us. And I think that's part of our success.
And I can say, even though it's geared towards urban women, all women shop at Ashley Stewart.
It's so true, Shanice. Thank you for saying that, because they do. All women do shop at our company and in our stores, all shapes, sizes, races, colors. Even thin women shop at our stores for their handbags and accessories. And
yes.
It just amazes me the following that we have.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So for the listeners that may not be familiar with Ashley Stewart or ones not in their area, tell us what types of clothing you carry and the price and size ranges.
Okay, it's all ladies apparel. We start at size 12 and we go up to size 26,
mm-hmm.
And it's dresses, sportswear. We have career and casual looks, jewelry, accessories, and lingerie, and those are the key pieces to our business.
Mm-hmm. So it's something for everybody.
There is.
Day to night.
Yes.
So tell us about the new website and the advantages of online shopping for your customers.
Well, the new website, we launched our website last May, so we're a little late in the .com business, but it's been quite successful.
Mm-hmm.
And the advantage to the website is, of course, if you can't get out to a store, if you don't have a store in your area, it's convenient so that you're able to experience the Ashley Stewart look. Because right now we're in 28 states,
mm-hmm.
and there are people out there that are definitely want to buy our clothes that we just don't have a store. And the perfect example is we gave a great donation to Dress for Success, and we were on the early show last year to give them that donation of 500 blouses, and our phone lines blew up from Utah and Arizona and areas where we don't have stores because
right.
they were interested in the clothing. So this gives everyone an opportunity to buy our clothing until we can get a store near them.
Now, is everything online in the stores as well, or is a couple of different things?
I'd say 90%, but most everything is in the store. That's in the store is online. The only difference would be our accessories. We don't do jewelry online at this time.
Okay. So this month starts Ashley Stewart's celebration of Black History Month.
Yes.
And last month, Ashley Stewart had a Barack Obama shirt for the inauguration. So
yes.
Why are these types of promotions important to Ashley Stewart?
Well, Ashley Stewart, in the communities that we're at, we our company, I mean, besides providing great fashion and loving our customers, we have made a lot of money in those communities.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it is our job and it is our duty to give back to the community. So the T-shirt that you're referring to was a T-shirt that said, "Yes, we can."
Mm-hmm.
We sold it for $10. And on that day, not the day of the inauguration, but we celebrated it on Martin Luther King Day on the 19th,
mm-hmm.
because every year on that day, we a percentage of our proceeds that are raised are given to a scholarship fund. So most people have sales, and they drive business, and they keep the money. We give 15% off our store, and a percentage of those sales were raised to give a scholarship fund. And this year we chose Howard University. We raised $15,000.
Wow.
And yes, and we will be giving that money to Howard University shortly and in Washington. And it's just important for us to continuously give back. We had a – I, this – I'm not sure if you know about Shanice, but I do want to talk about it because I think it's important.
Okay.
Is that we had a the National Council of Negro Women, is headed by Dorothy Height, and it's based in Washington D.C. and it's one of the oldest organizations for women.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a membership drive in our stores.
At all of them?
And all of our stores. We did it for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're presenting them with a check for $566,000.
Wow.
In the next couple of weeks. It's their money, but that's how many members that we signed up in our stores. And we didn't make a dime from that. We did that to inform the community
mm-hmm.
of opportunities out there and also opportunities for them to help and give back.
Right.
So it's a great organization. It's actually Dorothy Height. If you go to the website, you will see that she's one of the featured women this month for Black History Month on our website at ashleystewart.com. But those are just some of the things that we do.
So community service is a part of the Ashley Stewart philosophy.
It is. It definitely is part of the philosophy. We've given, again, Dresser Success is a great organization. We dress women in 15 markets now.
Mm-hmm.
BRAG, Black Retail Action Group, we've donated a lot of money, given scholarship money, and we've hired kids from their interns from their organization. I mean, it is our job to give back. And for a small company, we really do a lot.
Yeah, because I don't see any other companies doing things of that magnitude. So
yeah.
It's awesome.
It is, I am proud of it, and I'm proud of the work we do within the community because it is our job to give back.
So tell me about the Ashley Stewart Foundation. Now, is this similar to things we were already talking, or is this something completely different?
It's similar to what we've done. Some things are done through the foundation. Those two things that I'm talking about were not done through our foundation, but our foundation is relatively new. It's about 2 years old, but through that foundation, we've raised quite a bit of money, over $1 million, and we have donated money to the Thurgood Marshall Scholarship Fund, Dress for Success, and the Harlem Boys Choir. And through the foundation, we also help women that write in and tell us their story. We've helped women get their GED. We've helped women buy books. We've helped children buy computers. We don't have a lot in our foundation, but when people write in and there's a need, if we have it to give, we give.
So Ashley Stewart Foundation is the nonprofit part of the Ashley Stewart?
Yes, it's the nonprofit part of the stores. And a lot of the money is raised just by givers. Our company, our customers come in and give a donation when we have drives in our stores. And we also have, we've had one gala where it was a fundraiser, and we're looking forward to having another one next year.
So the ways that the customers can get involved are signing up and participating when they see it in the store.
Absolutely. They can add a dollar to their sale, 50 cents, whatever they can afford. And I want them to know that all of that money is given away to someone in need.
Wow. Well, that's odd. That sounds like a reason to buy a new outfit.
It is.
So what do you look for in a model for Ashley Stewart, because it's a lot of plus-size models that listen to this show, and they want to model for Ashley Stewart.
Okay.
So what do you look for?
What we really look for? We look for a woman that is truly plus-size.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hard to find. They're hard to find. Our models range from size 12. The largest I think we photographed is maybe a 24, 22.
Oh, really? Okay.
22. So That's really the only requirement. You have to be plus size. The camera has to love you.
Right.
Because not all pretty people photograph well. So
right.
you don't have to be beautiful, but you have to have a look. I couldn't even tell you what that look is, as long as, yeah, it's there. You see her when she walks in a room.
To be able to sell your product well.
Absolutely. She has to look good in our clothes and sell the product and sell it well, yes.
So for your seasonal campaigns, Mm-hmm. Do you exclusively use agency rep models, or are you open to booking freelance models for the campaign?
Honestly, we're very open to booking freelance models. I would prefer to use freelance models. I really don't like, honestly, I don't like using agencies. But I use them because it's a limited pool of plus-size models that are truly plus-size. When you even go to the agencies, they're size 10, 12, 14.
Right.
I want an 18. I want a 16. Mandisa. Was it Mandisa?
Yeah.
She was a nice full-figured woman that we got her from American Idol. I mean, one of our best, Takara, until she got thin. I love her to death, but she lost a lot of weight.
Right.
But Mia Amber, she's great. She was the one who really pushed the butterfly bra for us initially, and she's been in a lot of our campaigns.
Yeah.
Mia's a size 18, 18, 20, 18 to 20. So we try to use all shapes and sizes that look good in our clothes. All shapes and sizes wear our clothes.
Well, that's great to hear.
Yeah. So any freelance models out there, please, you can contact Linda Raskowski at Urban Brands. She is the head of our marketing department, and she does a great job in searching out and finding models. Matter of fact, Mia came to us on her own.
Really?
Yep.
So would you recommend freelance models to apply for a campaign or to enter the Great Woman of Style model search?
I would say both. The best way, the Great Woman of Style model search has been just huge. Every time we do it, it gets bigger and bigger. And it's hard to even choose who to take from the group of women that we get. The last winner was from Atlanta. She was a size 18. I don't remember her name, but she was terrific, and she did great. So I would say both. During the campaign, we get thousands of pictures and essays, and it's very competitive. But periodically during the year, if you want to send in an email with your pictures, absolutely feel free to do so.
Now, tell people what type of pictures are you looking for, because I know you probably get inappropriate things from time to time.
Yes. Denise, oh, she's so funny. Linda's sitting here. You're right, we do. Please be clothed, preferably in our clothes, and we just need full shots. They don't have to be professional shots, but where we can, see your size and give stats and tell us why you feel you are the next great woman of style.
Okay, so my next question we've kind of answered, because I was going to say many plus-size women complain that the campaigns don't use real plus-size women because they're not big enough.
Right.
And then the modeling agency says that they provide what the client is looking for, but you're telling me that you would actually like to see different shapes and sizes, and you're not finding it.
We're not finding it. The pool is very limited on plus size models, first of all, and women of color. Not that you have to be a woman of color, but it's very limited in that regard. And you're a plus size model in this business if you're a size 8 or 10.
Right.
I don't carry those sizes. So no, it is.
Well,
it's very limited.
Well, other stores hire them and clip it on the back, so you don't do that.
We have to clip some things on the back because I might have a size 18 sample, and the model I'm shooting that day is a 14,
okay,
or a 16 or a 12, and clipped. Yes, but I will not use it. I do not like using a smaller models. Our last campaign, we used a smaller model because we didn't know she lost 60 pounds. She showed up and we said, oh my goodness, but we didn't know when we hired her. So we try to definitely use truly plus size models. So yeah.
Well, great. That's music to my ears.
It is, and I'm a size 16 myself, and Linda had me in a poster last year for Mother's Day. Well, yeah, for Mother's Day with my family, so we're not. And trust me, I'm not a professional model.
So do you have anything coming up that we can be on the lookout for, any campaigns or promos or anything exciting?
Right. Well, we do have great Easter campaigns coming up and a great Mother's Day campaign, so look for that. I'm not going to tell you what it is because I don't want our competitors to know.
Right.
But the biggest thing we do have coming up is our model search. And our model search will be going, it will be in stores the first week of May. So please look for that. And you never know, you could be chosen.
Now, tell us the official website again. And are you on MySpace and Facebook?
Okay, yes. The official website is www.ashleystewart.com. And you can find out what we're selling on the web and also some community information there. And yes, we are on MySpace and Facebook, and proud to say, and we love talking to our customers on Facebook.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show today. This was a great interview, and I am a dedicated customer to Ashley Stewart. I have the credit card bills to prove it.
Oh, Shanice, thank you so much. You have to please stay in contact with me.
Yes, I
and
will.
And when we're not on the air, we'll talk more, okay?
Yes. So thanks again.
Thank you, Shanice.
And bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was Marla Mims with Ashley Stewart, one of my favorite clothing stores, and I know yours too. So the next time you're looking for that great outfit to go out or to go to work or a date, make sure you check out Ashley Stewart. So tune in next time, and we'll have more Plus Industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected. For more information about our show, go to the website at www.plusmodelmag.com. If you're interested in being a guest on the show, email guest@plusmodelmagazine.com to submit. And if you haven't already joined Plus Model Radio's MySpace and Facebook pages, make sure you do so today. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.